This chazor is a condition of chazor shvachim. Rabbi Yehuda says zvachim daf mem beis. Rabbi Shlokas had said that Rabbi Meir agrees that pigul intent is not effective on less than a full matir, and that when there's an initial intent and then silence, we follow the initial intent. Correcting what Rabbi Yehuda says that with regard to blood application on the inside mizbeach, if a pigul intent was had during the first application or even during the second or third application, Rabbi Meir said this pigul with the chi of kars. The Chum say that there's no kars unless the intent was on the full matir. This seems to show that Rabbi Meir holds that pigul is effective even when the intent is on less than the full matir. And for the Gemara, Bitzchok Rav said, the Brice is discussing where the intent was had during the Shechita, which is considered to be a full matir. If so, why did the Rabbanon say it's not pigul? And for the Gemara, Rav said, the Rabbanon of the Brice is the view of Rabbi Eliezer of a Mishnah, who says that an avoida done with part of a carbon is not considered to be an avoida. Therefore, an intent during the Shechita of a carbon, whose blood is needed for only part of the blood applications, meaning, for example, one of the animals used for the Yom Kippur avoida, it would not create pigul. For Ektamar, Rav has said that Rabbi Eliezer agrees that a person is chayiv for making even one blood application outside the Mikdash, which would mean that he would similarly lechayiv hold that a pigul intent regarding the one application would create pigul. If so, how could the Rabbanon say that it's not pigul? And Figmar, rather, Rav has said, the Brice is discussing where the first application was done with pigul intent, the second was done in silence, and the third was again done with pigul intent. Rabbi Meir holds it's pigul because the second one is considered to have been done with the pigul intent as well. The Rabbanon don't make that assumption, and therefore they say it's not pigul. The Chiddush is, we would think that the fact that he had the intent during the third one again shows that the second was not based on his initial intent. Kamash Mulhan. Secondly, Rav Ashi asked, the Brice doesn't make any mention of the Kohen being silent. And for the Gemara, rather, Rav Ashi said, the Brice is discussing where the Kohen had pigul intent during the first, second, and third application and was silent during the fourth. We would think that Rav Meir would agree that we don't say that the fourth was done based on his initial intent, because if so, why do you need to have intent during the second and the third as well? The Brice therefore teaches Rav Meir says that this is pigul as well. Flekti Gemara, the Brisa says, whether during the first or the second or the third, not that it was had during both. So how can you say that? And economy, this remains a kasha. Flekti Gemara, right, the Brisa was explained to me that Rav Meir says it's pigul and a chi of kars, whether he had the pigul intent during the first, second, or third applications. Now, we've learned that there's no kars of pigul unless all the blood avoidas are done. However, if there's a pigul intent regarding one of the earlier applications, it's as if the later application was not made at all, so there should not be kars. And Flekti Gemara, Rabbi said, the case could be where the blood of different animals was used for each of these matnas dam, of each of the applications, meaning, for example, the blood spilled in between, and therefore it's considered to be a complete avoida. Rava said it can be that there were not multiple animals. The reason there is karis is that the applications after the intent are considered kosher to the extent that they create pigul. Brisa says, with regard to a mincha, if pigul intent is had during the offering of the kemitza and the levoina is offered in silence, or if the kemitza is offered in silence and the levoina is offered with pigul intent, or Meir says it's pigul with kars, the Chum say it's only pigul when the intent is on the full matir. Now, this second case, meaning kemitza in silence and levoina with pigul intent, shows that Meir holds that pigul can be created with an intent on less than a full matir. And for tomorrow, the brisa means that the kemitza was offered silently when the levoina was already previously offered with pigul intent. Come on. First of all, that would be the same thing as the first case. Well, secondly, the Brisa clearly says, and after that, the Levonim was offered. How can you say the Levonim was offered before? Mar says, this remains a kasha.